All right, so here's some commentary on the latest post, some shiny new expensive stuff, but will it change anything? This post is about the Ronkonkoma Double Track, the Third Track, and East Side Access. There are links to each one in the post, and if you want to look at the details, you can. I'm just going to provide some commentary about each one because I don't feel that any of them will make that much of a difference because the railroad has foundational issues that go past all this fancy new stuff and new terminals and new stations and all that. The first thing is, whenever something goes wrong, it's like the first time something goes wrong, and they communicate terribly with the public. They may know what's going on internally, but the way they disseminate the information is horrible. At the same time, when something goes wrong, they don't recover fast enough. They don't plan ahead. They don't have things ready. They don't have emergency equipment available where it needs to be, such as choke points, such as places where transfers occur, such as areas of high traffic, such as areas by Woodside where there are multiple platforms. And if something goes wrong, all people have to do is go to a different platform and change to another train at Woodside where there's a recovery train. It's mind-boggling that they don't have this stuff figured out after 100 and whatever years that they've been running the goddamn thing. At the same time, regarding that, the system is not resilient. The system doesn't recover fast enough. If there's a tree limb on the tracks, they have to call 6 different departments, get people there, line them up, get emergency equipment, get all that. Just get down there and move it. I don't give a fuck. I have to get somewhere. I have a ticket that I paid, and I want to get there on time. I already budget a half hour extra each way home per trip. That's 1 hour a day, 5 hours a week, okay? Almost 30 hours a month, times that by 52. You know, that's a lot of hours that I have to take out of my day to accommodate for a system and people that are incompetent to do their job. The other thing about that is when there are delays, the time windows are never correct. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, it doesn't really matter because the trains are not late until they arrive 6 minutes after posted time anyway. So why do they care? Why do they even say how long it's going to be until things are back to normal? It does not benefit them. It does not do anything for them. And there's nobody to hold them accountable. The other thing I wanted to say is that the double track and the third track, while they have been spoken about for a very, very long time and would probably be best utilized if the system was private, in the beginning, it'll be the new thing. Oh, great. Look, I'm using the third track. But do you think that it'll be used properly when there's a delay? I don't think so. I think that the railroad will go back to its usual tricks, and they'll probably even forget that there's a third track or there's a double track in Ronkonkoma. Also, will crossovers be at a good place in these areas where there's a third track and a double track? The main problem is that trains get stuck behind a track in single track territory if there's a signal problem or if there's a problem with debris on the tracks, a person there, and are they going to remember that it's even there? Or if there are crossovers, are they going to be close enough together so that you don't have to do a reverse move too often? And I just don't think that any of these things will be beneficial in the long run. The problem is that they cost way too much money, they take so long to get implemented, and when they finally are implemented, the riding population changes on the railroad constantly. You might have a lot of people taking the train from Ronkonkoma when this project was proposed. Then people might move away and move to Hicksville, for example, and start taking the train from there. Or you might have a lot more people taking the train at Mineola because they might fix the parking situation up there, or add parking, or let's say Huntington right now is going through a thing where they're fixing the parking garage and nobody's going there. They might decide to stop going to Huntington for various reasons and go to Mineola or Hicksville or somewhere else. It varies, and I just don't feel that it'll be beneficial in the long run. I think that in the long run, the railroad will go back to its old tricks and will be stuck holding the bag literally and figuratively. And we'll just be saddled with all this debt for a very long time to come. If they gave problem-solving chores over to some passengers who have to endure this crap almost on a daily basis, I am sure that there will be some very good solutions to the problems. But that will never happen because the railroad doesn't want anybody else to do it but them. And they're keeping it in-house. They're keeping it closed. And, you know, because of that, there's no outside influence. There's no outside help. There's no outside ideas from the outside. Thinking outside the box, for example. I hate to say that, but it's true. And we'll just be stuck with the same old crap after the novelty wears off. It'll be back to normal. And I'm not looking forward to that. So that's that. And see you next time. Thank you very much.